The president of the University of Tennessee system is retiring this week. For the past 8 years, Joe DiPietro has overseen 3 campuses, a health sciences center, and extension offices in every county of the state. WPLN's Emily Siner talked to DiPietro about the challenges of the job and his legacy.
As president of UT, Joe DiPietro often appeared in front of state lawmakers. This is not the only part of the job, but it is the part that garners the most attention because it involves him often getting grilled.
Like, because I don't know what you're talking about.
That's State Representative Susan Lynn in 2016. She was questioning DiPietro about why UT needed an Office of Diversity and Inclusion to, in her characterization, make students be nice to each other.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I mean, honestly,
But we haven't.
Lawmakers that day voted to take away funding for the diversity office and move it elsewhere. So I asked DiPietro,
how do you think the next president should go about relating to the state legislature?
Yeah, you know, it's a political issue or an issue where I think what's in the best interest of the institution is juxtaposed to where they sit politically. We know that if you look at diversity and inclusion, that if you feel unincluded, you're less likely to complete on time. This isn't about trying to change somebody who comes to our place from the standpoint of saying, you're coming to our place with rural values and we want to change those. We don't brainwash students.
When you say that seems like it's juxtaposed to lawmakers' politics, what do you mean by that?
I mean, I think I know what makes lawmakers tick, and it's the base that supports them is of the same opinion. So the reality in Tennessee is until we can, on some of these issues, not all of them, convince the base that what I'm saying is important, we're going to continue to have this argument. And remember, we are a state institution. We do have a responsibility to the General Assembly and the governor. We don't have the ability to tell them to take a hike. But again, I've not always been able to satisfy them.
A recent moment where DiPietro did not satisfy the state legislature happened in April, when lawmakers were asked to approve members of a new UT Board of Trustees. Governor Bill Haslam, with DiPietro's support, had wanted to hold over 4 members from the old board, but lawmakers insisted on starting over with a clean slate.
It was one of the most disappointing days in my career in this job, to be honest with you. None of them deserved what they got that day, in my humble opinion, and the lack of continuity is painful at moments because the new board is, they're very, very smart people. They're very, very talented. They have incredible resumes and experiences. But the operation of a university takes a while if you live outside this world to help understand. So I was very disappointed that day. And it was over Sex Week.
This is the annual week-long event at UT Knoxville focusing on sex education. Many conservative lawmakers hate it.
The week of the hearings were called was actually the week of Sex Week at Knoxville this past year. We could have done some things better too. I mean, in these jobs, there's always what I call the do-over deal, right? You know, we really condemned the Nazis when they came to campus at Knoxville and said, you know, look, we don't like this kind of rhetoric, but we believe in the First Amendment and we've got rules and laws that we have to live by. In retrospect, I've thought about Sex Week to the point where I've thought, you know, we could have said the same thing, really. You know, you have the right to speak, but you're going to offend some people by what you're going to talk about, and we need to be sensitive to that.
DiPietro does credit the state legislature for giving UT more appropriations over the past several years. That's helped the university close an impending budget gap, something DiPietro lists among his top accomplishments.
We've closed that gap completely now. I'll be leaving the office and the university in great shape financially.
UT's done well with fundraising in recent years and grown enrollment. It's also developed a closer relationship with the National Lab in Oak Ridge. They have more joint faculty now and are getting more research grants. One thing that hasn't happened, UT Knoxville has said in recent years it wants to make the list of top 25 public universities in the country. U.S. News and World Report ranks it right now at 52.
The journey to the top 25 is as important as arriving there, the sense that you want to try to have as many top 25 programs as possible, and that's what the focus ought to be on.
So going forward, what should reporters like me be looking into?
all the great stuff we do. It's not sex week. It's not, you know, gender neutral pronouns or diversity inclusion. It's about the fact that, you know, our research programs provide solutions that solve people's problems, that we're educating more students than we ever have before, that our graduation rates have gone up, that our retention rates at 81% and best in the state is among publics, and that every day we get up and go to work and make the state of Tennessee better.
A role that now falls to the next leader of the UT system. For WPLN News, I'm Emily Siner.